话题九，文化习俗。话题素材专列。
一，听对话，选答案。第一节，听下面十段对话，每段对话后有一个问题，读两遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中，选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, what are people in Korea supposed to do when they meet for the first time?
They're supposed to bow.
Question, what are the two speakers talking about? What are people in Korea supposed to do when they meet for the first time?
They're supposed to bow.
Question, what are the two speakers talking about?
Number two, what are we supposed to do after singing?
We are supposed to bow to the audience.
Question, what are they supposed to do after singing? What are we supposed to do after singing?
We are supposed to bow to the audience.
Question, what are they supposed to do after singing?
Number three, Peter, can you tell me what I should bring to my friends when I visit them?
Well, I think some flowers are good.
Question, what does the boy advise the girl to bring to her friends? Peter, can you tell me what I should bring to my friends when I visit them?
Well, I think some flowers are good.
Question,What does the boy advise the girl to bring to her friends?
Number four, do you like Chinese food, Joan?
Yes, but I think it's hard to use chopsticks.
Question, what is Joan's opinion about chopsticks? Do you like Chinese food, Joan?
Yes, but...I think it's hard to use chopsticks.
Question, what is Joan's opinion about chopsticks?
Number five, I know that it's polite to make noise when you're eating noodles in Japan.
Really? In Western countries, we shouldn't do it that way.
Question, in which country is it impolite to make noise?When you are eating noodles. I know that it's polite to make noise when you're eating noodles in Japan.
Really? In Western countries, we shouldn't do it that way.
Question. In which country is it impolite to make noise when you are eating noodles?
Number six. Miss Zhang?The Chinese emperors were so strange. Why did they like yellow best instead of green, white, and so on?
Because they thought this kind of color meant imperial power.
Question. What was the emperor's favorite color? Miss Zhang, the Chinese emperors were so strange.Why did they like yellow best instead of green, white, and so on?
Because they thought this kind of color meant imperial power.
Question. What was the emperor's favorite color? Number seven. You have been in France for a year. Can you tell me something about table manners there?
Yes. For example, you're not supposed to put your bread on your plate. You're supposed to put it on the table.
Question. Where are you supposed to put your bread when you have dinner in France? You have been in France for a year. Can you tell me something about table manners there?
Yes. For example, you're not supposed to put your bread on your plate. You're supposed to put it on the table.
Question. Where are you supposed to put your bread when you have dinner in France? Number 8. When are you supposed to arrive if you are invited to a dinner party in Germany?
I'm supposed to get there on time.
Question. Is it polite to be late for a dinner party in Germany? When are you supposed to arrive if you are invited to a dinner party in Germany?
I'm supposed to get there on time.
Question. Is it polite to be late for a dinner party in Germany? Number 9. What are people supposed to buy in Switzerland?
The watch, of course. It is the land of watches.
Question. What would the girl probably buy in Switzerland? What are people supposed to buy in Switzerland?
The watch, of course. It is the land of watches.
Question. What would the girl probably buy in Switzerland? Number 10. How could I make my mouth clean after eating?
You are supposed to use a napkin.
Question. What's the man supposed to use? How could I make my mouth clean after eating?
You are supposed to use a napkin.
Question. What's the man supposed to use?
第二节，听下面两段对话，每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第11段对话，回答第11、12小题。
Li Hua, would you mind helping me?
Of course not. What's up?
One of my Chinese friends invited me to his house in the Spring Festival. I am American. I just got here 10 days ago, and I don't know much about the customs and manners. Can you help me?
Sure. When are you supposed to get there?
I'm supposed to get there at 10 o'clock a.m.
Well, the first thing is that you should get to his house on time.
All right. What am I supposed to say when I meet him?
You're supposed to say, Happy Spring Festival.
Li Hua, would you mind helping me?
Of course not. What's up?
One of my Chinese friends invited me to his house in the Spring Festival. I am American. I just got here 10 days ago, and I don't know much about the customs and manners. Can you help me?
Sure. When are you supposed to get there?
I'm supposed to get there at 10 o'clock a.m.
Well, the first thing is that you should get to his house on time.
All right. What am I supposed to say when I meet him?
You're supposed to say, Happy Spring Festival. You must be really excited about leaving for Japan, Jack.
Yes, but I'm a little nervous too, because I don't know the customs in Japan.
Don't worry. Let me tell you, I have been there twice.
What are people supposed to do when they meet for the first time?
They are supposed to bow when they meet for the first time.
What am I supposed to wear when I go to a party?
You are supposed to wear a suit.
Thanks a lot, Mary. I feel better now.
You are welcome. You must be really excited about leaving for Japan, Jack.
Yes, but I'm a little nervous, too, because I don't know the customs in Japan.
Don't worry. Let me tell you. I have been there twice.
What are people supposed to do when they meet for the first time?
They are supposed to bow when they meet for the first time.
What am I supposed to wear when I go to a party?
You are supposed to wear a suit.
Thanks a lot, Mary. I feel better now.
You are welcome.
Two, 听短文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍。请从每个小题的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Eating habits are different in many countries. The Chinese have a saying, eat good things for breakfast, eat a big meal for lunch, but eat little for dinner. Many Americans agree that one has to start the day with a good breakfast, but their ideas about lunch and dinner are different. Most Americans only have a short time for lunch, so they eat a small lunch.But they have more time to eat a big dinner. Eating a big dinner at home with all the family is a way to take a good rest after a long and hard day of work. Eating in a restaurant is also different. In China, people like to talk and laugh while eating. You can often find people talking, laughing loudly in restaurants.But people in America want a quiet place to eat a meal. If someone is talking too loudly, the manager of the restaurant will look at them angrily, and sometimes the manager may come and ask them to be quiet.
Eating habits are different in many countries. The Chinese have a saying, "Eat good things for breakfast,Eat a big meal for lunch, but eat little for dinner. Many Americans agree that one has to start the day with a good breakfast, but their ideas about lunch and dinner are different. Most Americans only have a short time for lunch, so they eat a small lunch, but they have more time to eat a big dinner. Eating a big dinner at home with all the family is a way to take a good rest after a long and hard day of work. Eating in a restaurant is also different. In China, people like to talk and laugh while eating. You can often find people talking and laughing loudly in restaurants. But people in America want a quiet place to eat a meal. If someone is talking too loudly,The manager of the restaurant will look at them angrily, and sometimes the manager may come and ask them to be quiet.
中考链接，
听长对话，选择正确答案，读两遍。
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Jack. How is everything going with you?
Very well, and I have a big meeting in Tokyo in July.
Wow, sounds great.
Thank you, but I'm a little nervous about the whole trip.
Why? There is no need to be nervous.
I'm kind of worried about making mistakes. I don't know anything about Japan, you know.
Don't worry. Everything is going to be fine. You have a good teacher.Always remember to use two hands when you give a person your business card, like this, okay?
That looks really cool. What else?
You are supposed to bow when you meet people in Japan.
Really?
Certainly. And remember, never to use your finger to point to anybody. It's actually rude in a lot of countries.
Thank you. Some teacher you are.Hi, Mary.
Hi, Jack. How is everything going with you?
Very well. And I have a big meeting in Tokyo in July.
Wow, sounds great.
Thank you, but I'm a little nervous about the whole trip.
Why? There is no need to be nervous.
I'm kind of worried about making mistakes. I don't know anything about Japan, you know.
Don't worry. Everything is going to be fine. You have a good teacher. Always remember to use two hands when you give a person your business card. Like this, okay?
That looks really cool. What else?
You are supposed to bow when you meet people in Japan.
Really?
Certainly. And remember, never to use your finger to point to anybody. It's actually rude in a lot of countries.
Thank you. Some teacher you are.